USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homicide defendant Kyle Rittenhouse in a Wisconsin courtroom testifying that he only shot two people during a deadly social justice protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year because he was defending himself. The 18-year-old accused of opening fire on protesters during that civil unrest after a police shooting in the city. Here, though, the judge in the case has an argument with the prosecution for alluding to a cell phone video of Rittenhouse that was taken before the shooting and that was ruled not allowed to be used in this case.
So why?
That was before the
defense testimony. Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
A federal judge approving a $626 million settlement with tens of thousands of Flint, Michigan residents who drank water in that city that was tainted by lead. And this is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
It saw final passage last Friday, and it's been on the president's desk ever since, but Joe Biden says he will be signing that surface infrastructure bill on this upcoming Monday. In the meantime, he's been making the rounds, out touting what that bill contains. On Wednesday, in Baltimore, where he was talking about all the things it holds to improve ports across America, like the Port of Baltimore.
We're going to reduce congestion. We're going to address repair and maintenance backlogs, deploy state-of-the-art technologies, and make our ports cleaner and more efficient.
Before Biden arrived in Baltimore, he stopped in Delaware, where he attended a funeral service for the first female governor to ever serve in the first state. Ruth Ann Minner died last week at 86. Investor fears about inflation causing all three major indexes on Wall Street to tank in Wednesday trading. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge dealing a bit of a blow to former President Trump as he's allowing the National Archives to hand over documents related to the January attacks at the Capitol to a U.S. House Select Committee that's investigating that day. The ruling on Tuesday, meaning Trump will not be able to keep more than 700 pages of records related to the events leading up to and about the attacks on the Capitol grounds from the committee investigating it. The former president's counsel has already informed the court they intend to appeal. It's coming on the same day, as we mentioned earlier, that the January 6th Select Committee sent out another 10 subpoenas to some close associates of President Trump. Kamala Harris continues her first European trip as VP of the United States. She arrived in France early Tuesday, staying until Saturday, and then to attend the Paris Peace Forum and meet with French President Emmanuel Macron. Country singer Vince Gill and CMA Representative Alex Hall are donating $100,000 in musical instruments to school in Middle Tennessee, a school that was hit hard by flooding recently. The two made the donation to Waverly Central High School in Humphreys County on behalf of KHS Music and the CMA Foundation. The school lost all of its instruments for its students when it was overwhelmed by over 15 inches of rain from one storm back in August. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.